Hello everyone, I'm Susanne Schlepphorst, researcher at Institut für Mittelstandsforschung in Bonn. Today we talk about the role of SMEs in the current transformation process. The European Union set the target for 2030 of 55% net reduction in greenhouse gas emissions compared to 1990 levels. The European Commission has therefore initiated the Green Deal strategy, which aims to transition the EU to a fair and prosperous society with a modern, resource-efficient, competitive and sustainable economy. Even though companies are generally willing to operate in a more sustainable manner, the green transformation is a challenge. So what obstacles do they actually encounter? How can policy support SMEs in implementation? What should companies and policymakers pay attention to in this process? Renowned researchers from across Europe discussed these issues and presented their research studies at the International Roundtable on SMEs. Professor Welter, as the president of Institut für Mittelstandsforschung in Bonn and professor at the University of Siegen, you regularly examine how challenges affect companies, including those of the Green Deal. Can you tell us why the diversity of SMEs play an important role in transformation processes?
Every entrepreneurial activity contributes in its own way to stabilize the economy. Every entrepreneurial activity has a societal component, which is equally as important and maybe in nowadays times more important than the sole economic component. And that is something which is always very difficult, of course, for economic policies to figure out how to support the societal component at the same time. And we have a value-oriented approach of most small business owners towards how they actually want to drive the transformation, not on the back of their employees or on the back of the regions where they're situated in, but with employees and with the regions they're in. So what I want to highlight and just say again, those who know me know that I've said that before, diversity of SMEs matters. And when we talk transformation, we actually need to make sure that this diversity is somehow kept up as well. The loss of diversity will have negative effects on societies and economies, on resilience, enterprise resilience, economic resilience, and of course on future competitiveness, not only of Germany's, but of most SME-driven economies in the world.
Dr. Kaufmann, as head of Division for Entrepreneurship, SME and Tourism at OECD Center for Entrepreneurship, SMEs, Regions and Cities in Paris. In the OECD's view, how important are SMEs for the success of the transformation process?
When it comes to the greening of SMEs, what we can see from the OECD is that the policy case has been strengthening, you know, year after year. Initially, the perception was that bigger companies should be the focus of policies because they were the bigger emitters, in a way. But now, given the number of small businesses, we all know the numbers, 98-99% of business population across OECD countries, 60% of value added, it means that even if their individual footprint can be considered as negligible, their collective aggregated footprint cannot be ignored. And it's between 50-70% of business greenhouse gas emissions, around 50% of energy consumption. So in aggregate, it does count. So the policy case is quite relevant and has been strengthening, and we see now more and more, in particular in the EU, a refocus of some of these policies. Having said that, smaller companies still lag behind bigger companies in terms of what, you know, they are doing. And they face a number of constraints. And this is what you see on that graph, which is from the European Commission. In particular, smaller companies flag the lack of financial resources as the major issue for them to turn greener, let's say, or to adopt greener practices.
Let's have a look at the Netherlands. We welcome Professor Stampf from Utrecht University, who analyzed the entrepreneurial ecosystems during COVID-19. What did you find out? How do crises matter to SMEs? Do they accelerate transformation processes?
Well, I think the first lesson is there's sort of a generic entrepreneurial ecosystem policy is a no regret policy. So improving decentralized multi-level improvements of entrepreneurial ecosystems that are subnational at the city region is sort of a no regret policy. And that is also a policy that is already going on in certain countries, but that is also good for having a good reaction or adaptiveness of in times of crisis. So enabling new combinations at the regional level is a no regret policy. Second, never waste a good crisis, but I think you can use new reoriented demand, either in the COVID pandemic for online shopping or in the energy crisis now for renewable energy, is something you can use as a force for good to have new entrants and transformation of SMEs in itself. So that is not a government policy, but it is something you might accelerate. And that might also be an argument not to give lump sum consumer consumptions, but to think about also, for example, via public procurement, how you can use a crisis to accelerate demand for goods and technologies that we already wanted to be diffused more often before a crisis, the COVID crisis, the energy crisis. So that's, I think, the second lesson. The third lesson, and I think that is somewhat more difficult, we see also new inequalities if we don't intervene. We see new inequalities. So we see inner cities with declining on-site retail shops. So what does the rise of online business and digital transformation mean for the inner city? So the retail, the brick and mortar firms, so to say, which are already declining in most European countries. So how can we sort of be a counterforce to this? And also, if chance favors the prepared mind, it would mean that the regions that already well developed from an entrepreneurial ecosystem perspective, so Munich, Berlin, Hamburg in Germany, are likely to have an even bigger lead to the regions that have relatively low quality ecosystems. So there's, if that is also perhaps a policy implication or discussion, that we should also have means to improve the entrepreneurial ecosystems of each and every region, and especially also the lower quality regions. So these are the three lessons that I think we can discuss later on. So yes, entrepreneurial ecosystem development is a no regret policy. Second, use demands to accelerate transformations. And third, also have a keen eye on the inequalities that are also caused by this unequal responses to the crisis.
What about the crisis health efficacy in Australia, Professor Steffens? What did you discover in your research?
So one, we showed that this construct, crisis self-efficacy, matters. So it's not actual, we're not talking about concrete abilities here or anything. It's the belief in the firm's skills, knowledge, and experience to deal with the crisis. And we found that it both shapes the entrepreneurial response, but is also shaped by the recent impact of the crisis. So it's no surprise that the way that a firm is impacted by the crisis matters for how they respond. But the important thing is it's also important as whether the top manager believes they are able to respond. And the important thing in there is that this is something that could potentially be manipulated or influenced through various kinds of programs. So if I just go back to the model, traditionally the policies have dealt directly with the crisis impact. You know, so either throwing money at the firms to alleviate the impact that they've had, or developing programs to assist them in their abilities to do so. So that's the actual crisis impact on the left. But importantly, we also show that their belief in their ability to deal with things and to be proactive is equally important. And obviously, you could think of some managerial type of programs that could influence that crisis self-efficacy. So yes, I guess I'll leave you with that, those kind of thinking of other measures where we deal with the perceptions of the managers and not just their actual abilities could be helpful in driving entrepreneurial responses.
Is it an advantage when businesses are well advanced in digitalization? What are your research results on SMEs in the UK, Professor Kiziduo?
This empirical evidence shows that small and medium enterprises in the UK, which are digitally more advanced, are also more likely to be advanced net zero adopters. Why this is happening? So it is important future work and the roundtable policymakers, but also I think managers of these smaller and medium enterprises to understand the underlying mechanism. Based on the literature we have been reading, we don't have evidence on that. But based on the literature we have been reading, we think that this could be due to learning mechanisms. We call that learning by adopting digital. So this refers to the increased ability of firms to recognize the value of new technologies and new practices. So that, in other words, these firms have increased absorptive capacity. And what we argue is that this is not only limited into the digital domain. So digital firms are not only able to recognize the value of digital innovations, but also can be extended to other domains such as net zero. As I said, more work needs to be done to understand these underlying mechanisms that explain that phenomenon which we provided evidence. Also, and I would like to conclude with this, we think that this study can have important policy implications. And why is this? This is because small and medium enterprises, due to scarce resources, they would need support to that facilitates the digital transformation. However, that support could be also beneficial for achieving net zero. So this is another work that we are trying to pursue with the second round of the survey to understand the synergies further of net zero and digital and why these are arising.
Mr. Wiese, what should a transformative SME policy look like?
We do have a couple of sort of postulates where we think SME policy would need to go in the future to be more effective in the climate domain. So one thing is this directionality. It's well established in innovation policy that it needs some kind of directionality. And as I said before, it would be important to go beyond energy efficiency in this regard. A second postulate is that transformative SME policy is broad based, so it really tries to address the entire SME population, not just the most exciting eco innovators. Third, it is transformative, as the title says. So it tries to address deep changes that go beyond incremental steps. That I think this can very much relate to the discussions we had before on crisis. And finally, is this topic of alignment. Like Mrs. Kaufman said at the very beginning, so issues of governance and coordination are really critical. So there needs to be some sort of alignment between SME policy and climate policies.
Thank you all for your interesting contributions. We look forward to hearing more about your research finding on SMEs and entrepreneurship in future podcasts of IFM Bonn. If you're interested in further research of Institut für Mittelstandsforschung Bonn, please visit our website www.ifm-bonn.org.